Okay, let's unpack this. How many times have you looked at some new rash and just thought, what is this? And do I need to see a doctor? Like, right now. It's something pretty much everyone goes through, right? And it can be genuinely baffling.
Totally.
So today's deep dive is all about demystifying these skin rashes. We're digging into some really good guides to give you a clear roadmap,
That's a good way to put it.
helping you figure out exactly when you can treat it at home, maybe use telehealth, or when you need to pop into urgent care, or even head straight to the ER. Think of it as like your shortcut to understanding what your skin's trying to signal.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is that while, yeah, loads of rashes are harmless, the timing and where you get care can make a huge difference. Knowing this stuff isn't just convenient. It can save you unnecessary stress or make sure you get critical attention fast when it's really serious.
Exactly. So our mission today is basically to pull out the key insights from the material we've looked at, give you those clear distinctions, specific examples, so you feel more confident deciding what to do about a rash. Let's just dive right in.
Let's do it.
So let's start simple. At home, what's the kind of golden rule for knowing when a rash is genuinely something you can handle yourself, comfortably, without picking up the phone?
Well, the main idea for home care really boils down to this. Is it just your skin?
Okay.
Or is your whole body kind of involved?
Yeah.
Generally, you can treat a rash at home if it's pretty mild and localized,
Meaning.
meaning it's just in one small area, it's not spreading like wildfire.
Yeah.
And crucially, no fever, no major pain, no swelling alongside it.
Got it. No system-wide stuff.
Exactly. And it also helps if maybe you've had the exact same rash before, you know the cause, know it's okay. Or if there are definitely no open sores, no blisters, no signs of infection like pus or that redness just creeping outwards,
Right.
basically you feel completely fine otherwise.
That makes perfect sense. Just a local skin issue, nothing systemic. Okay, so once someone's figured out, yep, safer home care, what actually works? What are some effective, maybe even surprisingly good treatments, and any common mistakes people make?
Yeah, good question. The source material actually lists several really solid remedies for just basic itching and inflammation,
Yeah.
cool compresses, tried and true first step.
Simple but effective.
Totally. And if your skin's dry, itchy, fragrance-free moisturizers are great. Or colloidal oatmeal baths, they can be surprisingly calming for irritated skin.
I've heard about those.
Yeah, they work. Now, for inflammation or irritation, you can try hydrocortisone 1% cream, but, and this is a really important note, avoid the face or genitals unless a doctor specifically says to use it there. The skin's way more sensitive.
Good warning.
Antihistamines like diphenhydramine, loratadine, they're excellent for itching, especially if you've got hives. And a common mistake, not thinking about why it happened. So a really crucial step, often missed, is actively avoiding potential triggers. Think new skin products, maybe detergents, things you know you react to.
That's a practical list for home, but we live in this modern world, new options. What about telehealth for a rash? When is that the right call?
Telehealth is a great option sometimes. It fits for those mild, localized rashes without those big warning signs, fever, swelling, spreading super fast.
Okay.
It works best if the rash is something you can actually photograph well, clearly, and you don't have any signs of like a serious illness affecting your whole body.
It's interesting. The source mentions even mild cellulitis might sometimes be handled virtually. That kind of surprises me. I always thought cellulitis needed an in-person look to touch it and see. How can a doctor really assess that remotely?
That's a really sharp question, and it does highlight the nuances there. For mild cellulitis to even be considered for telehealth,
Yeah.
it usually has to be a very small, really well-defined patch of redness. Not spreading quickly, not super painful, and again, no fever. You don't feel generally unwell. The doctor relies heavily on really good photos, your detailed description, your history,
Right.
and whether you're otherwise healthy, not immunocompromised. If there's any doubt or it doesn't fit that narrow picture, they'll definitely say, nope, come in.
Makes sense. Needs to be a very specific, mild case.
Exactly. So on the flip side,
Right.
you absolutely should not use telehealth if the rash comes with a high fever, really bad pain, facial swelling, or any trouble breathing.
Definitely the other.
Those could signal really serious things, bad infections, drug reactions, even anaphylaxis, which is life-threatening.
Yeah.
And virtual care is also not great for new rashes if you're immunocompromised or any rash involving mucous membranes, so eyes, mouth, genitals. Those can point to more serious systemic problems.
Okay, clear boundaries there. So if a virtual visit is the right choice, what's like the number one tip to make sure you get the most out of that appointment?
Prep work. My absolute top advice is preparation. Take really good, high-quality photos, well-lit, multiple angles. And it's incredibly helpful if you include something for scale, like put a ruler or a coin next to it.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. And try to get a shot of the affected skin and some healthy skin nearby for comparison. Also, just have your medical history ready, meds, allergies, any past skin stuff. The clearer the info you give, the better the doctor can assess things virtually.
Okay, good tips. So we've covered home, we've covered virtual, but let's be real, for a lot of us, that middle ground, the urgent care clinic, that's where the action often is. What specifically makes a rash an urgent care situation?
Yeah, urgent care is often the best first stop for rashes that are new or uncomfortable, but don't seem immediately dangerous. The threshold is basically when your rash is getting worse or it's sticking around for more than a few days.
Okay.
Or maybe it comes with mild symptoms like a low-grade fever, some localized swelling or itching. But without those severe red flags that scream, go to the ER.
Gotcha.
It's that kind of sweet spot where you definitely need more than just home remedies, but it's not critical life-saving intervention time.
Right, that middle zone. So what kind of rashes are these clinics really set up to handle? Give us a feel for the usual suspects they see.
They actually handle a surprisingly wide range of common skin stuff.
Yeah.
Think everyday irritations like heat rash or contact dermatitis.
Okay.
Or those fungal infections people recognize like ringworm or athlete's foot. They're also equipped for things like scabies, or just common insect bites that are bothering you.
Right.
They can manage mild eczema flares, yeast infections, or intertrigo, which is that rash you get in skin folds.
Yeah, I know that one.
They also see early drug rashes, maybe minor impetigo, that's a bacterial skin infection. Pretty superficial. Even things like prurial dermatitis, the rash around the mouth. And they can even assess things like actinic keratosis, those precancerous spots, or manage mild rosacea redness. The key usually is that these are mild or just starting out.
That's actually a much broader list than I might have guessed. So what can you actually expect them to do? You walk in with one of these rashes. What's the typical game plan at urgent care?
You can generally expect a pretty thorough diagnostic process. It usually starts with your history, what you tell them, and then a physical exam.
Mm-hmm.
The providers look at the rash itself, its appearance, where it is, and any other symptoms.
Okay.
For testing, they can do some basic diagnostics, maybe blood tests, maybe skin swabs if they suspect an infection or allergies.
But there are limits, right?
Oh, definitely. It's important to know their diagnostic toolkit has boundaries. For really specific or rare infections or advanced lab work like special blood tests for certain viruses, they might have to send you to a lab or refer you to a specialist for deeper digging. Not all clinics can do every test on site.
Makes sense. And treatment, what can they offer there?
Treatment-wise, their main goal is symptom relief and tackling of the cause. So that includes a bunch of topical things, calamine lotion, antifungal creams, antibiotic ointments, hydrocortisone cream.
The usual stuff.
Yeah, the standard arsenal. And they also frequently prescribe oral meds, antihistamines for allergies, oral antibiotics if it's clearly a bacterial skin infection, maybe corticosteroids to knock down really bad inflammation.
Okay.
And if your symptoms don't get better in a few days, or they're still not quite sure what it is, they'll usually tell you to follow up with your regular doctor or dermatologist.
Right. Follow up is key.
Absolutely. Oh, and one other thing. It's worth knowing that some urgent care places might not see really young kids, like under two. So always worth a quick call first if you're taking a baby or a toddler.
Good practical tip. Okay. Now for the really serious stuff, the undeniable red flags. When do you absolutely bypass urgent care, just head straight for the emergency room?
This is where you listen to your body's like whole system alarm bells going on.
Right.
You need the ER if your rash comes with critical signs. Think high fever, swelling of the face or lips or tongue, widespread blisters, especially if the skin is starting to peel.
Oh, wow.
Confusion, really low blood pressure, or if that rash is just spreading incredibly fast and is very painful.
This sounds serious.
They are. Also, watch out for rashes that have purple or black spots. That's called purpura or necrosis. It means tissue might be dying. Severe pain associated with the rash or other scary symptoms like dizziness, a really slow pulse, or delirium.
Why are those signs so dangerous? What could they mean?
They're dire warnings because they can point to truly life-threatening conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Things like severe allergic reactions turning into anaphylaxis, mm-hmm. or really bad infections like meningococcemia, that's a nasty bacterial blood infection sepsis, where your body's response to infection goes haywire, or even necrotizing fasciitis, the so-called flesh-eating bacteria, which spreads terrifyingly fast. And they can also signal major immune system reactions like Stevens-Johnson syndrome or SJS. That's a rare but awful drug reaction, causing skin blistering, sores in the eyes, mouth, genitals, or DDRESS syndrome. That's another delayed drug reaction with rash, fever, facial swelling, and organ inflammation. And one really critical specific warning from the sources.
Yeah.
If you are immunocompromised,
right,
and you get any new rash, get it checked out quickly.
Yeah.
Even if the symptoms seem mild, your body might not show the typical warning signs, and something serious could be hiding underneath.
That's a vital point for immunocompromised folks. And just to be crystal clear, are there specific conditions that urgent care basically says, nope, not us, sending you straight to the ER or a specialist?
Oh, absolutely. Urgent care generally won't try to manage things like, say, measles.
Yeah.
Or shingles. If it involves the eye, that's an emergency because it can affect your vision. Yep. Widespread drug rashes, especially if they come with fever, blisters, swelling, that's usually beyond them. And definitely those really severe conditions we just mentioned, meningococcemia, necrotizing fasciitis, SJS, or it's more severe.
Yeah, ER for those.
Definitely. Also Lyme disease if it's causing systemic symptoms, not just the rash. Or advanced cases of chronic things like psoriasis or rosacea usually need more specialized care than urgent care can provide.
Okay, that paints a clear picture of the ER versus urgent care divide. Pulling back a bit, what about those rashes that just won't quit? The persistent ones, the tricky ones. When is it time to say, okay, I need a dermatologist?
You really want to see a specialist at the dermatologist if your rash just lingers. It keeps coming back or it just isn't getting better with the standard treatments you got from your primary doctor or urgent care.
Makes sense.
Also, definitely see one if it's affecting sensitive areas, face, eyes, mouth, genitals, or if the cause is still a mystery after those initial checks. And especially if there's a suspicion, it might be linked to an underlying autoimmune condition.
What can a dermatologist offer that others can't?
Well, they have the specialized tools and knowledge to diagnose rashes that stump others. They can do things like skin biopsies to get a definitive answer from the tissue itself.
Ah.
Or patch testing to pinpoint specific allergies. And they have access to more advanced treatments, maybe stronger topical stuff, light therapy, or even sophisticated medications for certain conditions.
Yeah.
They're really crucial for managing those complex or chronic skin issues that go beyond the scope of general or urgent care.
So they're the detectives for the really tough cases.
Exactly. The skin detectives. Ultimately, whether you're managing a mild itch at home, using telehealth, popping into urgent care, or needing that high-level ER or specialist attention, the real goal is always connecting you with the right help at the right time. Understanding these different levels isn't just about, you know, avoiding the wrong clinic door. It's really about empowering yourself to get the care you need efficiently, making sure your health gets addressed appropriately.
That's such a critical takeaway. As you've heard today, you really do have a much clearer map now for navigating these rash concerns, hopefully armed with specific signs and symptoms to look for. We've walked through it all from simple home care, the convenience of telehealth, the really important role of urgent care as that middle ground, and knowing when you absolutely need the ER or a specialist for complex or dangerous situations.
Yeah, cover the whole spectrum.
So as you reflect on all this, what really stands out to you about how these different levels of care home, virtual, urgent, ER, specialist, how they all kind of work together to support your health? And maybe, how might knowing all this change your approach the next time some mysterious new symptom pops up? Something to think about.